a troublemaker. But for those people who suffer the weight, the burden, the pain of the evils that have been established over a long period of time, they don't see the man coming as a troublemaker or as an agitator. They see him coming as a deliverer, a friend, a savior. Why is it so hard to get the people of our communities to see that the mission that we have is a divine mission? That is a mission as much a divine and prophetic mission as any mission that you will read about in Scripture. Why is it hard to get our community to see this? It is simply because the community, the masses of people, the general public, have never really been taught exactly what the true mission of is of a religious figure. The religious figure in Scripture, from Abraham to Moses, from Moses to Muhammad of the Holy Quran, is always shown as a social reformer, as one coming to correct the problems in the community, as one coming with concern for the hardships of the people, as one coming with a sensitivity that is not all spiritual in the sense of prayer and singing and glorifying in the purity and the beauty of the world, but he comes also with a sensitivity for the physical needs of the people. He also sees the ugly side of the world. He sees the material hunger of the people, and he brings them out of slavery in society so that they will be free to go on and pursue higher human objectives and aspirations. If any religious movement is going to deal with human problems in the divine way, that mission must deal with human problems in the natural way. It is not natural that a child be born from a mother singing beautiful church hymns and preaching divinity. That child has to mature and rise to that level wherein it is able to recognize just what divinity is. And before reaching that level, he has to have a taste and an appetite for milk and honey and bread and clothes and a good home and things to play with or to get enjoyment from the physical world. And as he becomes involved in the physical things serve as objects carrying messages to his brain and awake in him another form, which is called the knowledge form. And the child then becomes a child of knowledge. Then as he's raised in knowledge, he matures in knowledge, and he grows in the ability to recognize the nature of the world and the nature of things, even the nature of his own knowledge. Then he began to open up himself to divine understanding. We are born divine, but we can't be really taught divine until we come through the proper stages of development. The Nation of Islam is the only mission in America that's doing the divine work that is the natural work. Come and see us, and you will see what we are doing. There is no reason for you to be miserable today. The door is open to you. Happiness is not a problem in the Nation of Islam. We are not a sad people. We are a happy people. So whatever your needs are, the Nation of Islam is your haven. The Nation of Islam is the Christ for the whole world. The Nation of Islam has been formed out of the general and broad black community of Americans. It is that resurrected body from the grave of darkness. It is that body Christ that calls the world to salvation. The Nation of Islam is that New Jerusalem mentioned in the last book of the Bible, Revelation. A community, a great and beautiful community given to the world, or to the earth, from the divine, or from above. That glorious city that comes within the view of the inhabitants from out of the clouds. The clouds here represent confusion, ignorance, worldly ignorance, and spiritual ignorance. The Nation of Islam has been born out of these confusions and this darkness. In the early history of the Nation of Islam, the community, white and black, did not recognize its great worth. But gradually, its great worth came into view as a great and glorious community manifesting itself through the clouds of darkness. Today, we hear praise for this great community, the Nation of Islam, coming from the mouth of leaders on all levels and from all facets of life. They are saying that the Nation of Islam is indeed a very valuable gift from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to the society. We know that this is a valuable gift, a divine gift. We know that what we have will awake your minds and set your physical limbs in operation to do things for yourself and your kind, your community, and for the people at large. We know that the Nation of Islam has what it takes to awake your moral conscience and make you the most beautiful people morally on the face of the earth, and you have the capacity for that because time, slavery, hardships, denial have conditioned you to be the best. And in the words of Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Master Elijah Muhammad, may peace be upon him, he says that you are the righteous, you are the powerful, you are the best. You can only realize your great potential. You can only realize your great strength by becoming a part of this body that God has formed for all of us to come into as members of this body, the body we call the Nation of Islam. Islam is a Quranic word, an Arabic term, meaning a way of divine submission or total submission to the divine will. Islam is not a religion that speaks to your need to pray and not to your need to work and enjoy the benefits or the grace, the God graces that we see in the material world. In the words of the Holy Quran, and I give them to you now in Arabic, and I will translate in English. وَابْتَغِي فِي مَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهِ دَارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. And I translate now in English for you. Strive with all that you have in your power to achieve the great reward that God has promised you in the hereafter. But don't forget your share of this material world. We thank you for listening, and we pray, Allah, that you will come quick to the Nation of Islam. Visit Muhammad's temples all over the United States and outside of the United States. Join your own. Come into your glory. The new resurrection, the second Christ, the body Christ, the Nation of Islam. Peace be unto you. And the Arabic greetings, the Muslim greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
You've been listening to the Supreme Minister of the Nation of Islam, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, speaking to you from Chicago, Illinois. Minister Muhammad's subject this week is, As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. For more of the life-giving and life-saving teachings of Minister Muhammad, get the latest edition of Muhammad Speaks newspaper, Your Black Journal for the Truth.
Step into time. Your time. Read Muhammad Speaks, the uncompromising newspaper. The brothers who sell Muhammad Speaks could very well be the printer, the reporter, the copy editor, or even the editor himself. The men who work at Muhammad Speaks are not too good to sell them. It's a man-sized job. Step into time. Read the paper that tells it like it really is. Read the paper that can change time. Black man, black woman, open your eyes to the times, for the time is now. Get Muhammad Speaks at your newsstands or from your Muhammad Speaks representative. And for subscription, call Muhammad Speaks Newspaper at 2548 South Federal Street in Chicagoland and call them at 225-2322. That's 225-2322. Know yourself and be yourself. For the time to get Muhammad Speaks is now.
W.D. Muhammad.
Who is the man with the master plan?
W.D. Muhammad.
Time is running out. It's true without a doubt. Time is running out. We desperately need a hospital to call our own. Support the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad's National Hospital Drive. Don't wait until it's too late. Time is running out.
We're in your neighborhood. We're in your fish today.
Something new from the Muslim imports, now available for your enjoyment. Fancy quality Muslim brand imported sardines. That's right, fancy quality Muslim brand imported sardines from the North African coast of Morocco, packed in pure vegetable or olive oil. So good foods are on the way. Good foods for you and your family. from the clear shores of Peru to the North African coast of Morocco. Pure sardines and whiting HNG. Get yours now. Available at the Muhammad's Temple nearest you or consult your Muhammad Speaks representative. Now available for your enjoyment. That's fancy quality Muslim brand imported sardines. Get yours now from Muhammad's Imports. From Muhammad to you. Fancy quality Muslim imported sardines. They're delicious.
And you are cordially invited to visit Muhammad's Temples of Islam every Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. and every Wednesday and Friday evenings at 8 p.m. Consult your Muhammad Speaks newspaper for the temple nearest you. Remember, Muhammad's Temple is your temple. Tune in next week and every week at the same time over this special network of stations for the national broadcast of Mr. Muhammad Speaks. Thank you for listening.